energy activities, including oil and gas leasing and oil and gas development, coal leasing and coal development. There's a variety of other types of natural resource values that exist on our public lands, including recreation, hunting, visitor use, grazing occurs on our public lands. So there's BLM is a multiple use agency. So there's a variety of uses that occur. Renewable energy is just one of those uses. So before BLM initiates any activities on any of our public lands, we do land use planning, and we determine what are the appropriate uses, how should the lands best be allocated for a variety of multiple uses. And specifically for renewable energy, we are responding to applications for either wind or solar or geothermal development on our public lands. And BLM is responding to those applications and go through a variety of regulatory and processing procedures to address those applications that we have.
Aha, perfect segue into my next question, and that's about oversight. Does that come under BLM's purview? You guys are in charge of oversight?
BLM is in charge of managing our public lands, and so any of these applications that we would receive, we would have to do the appropriate environmental reviews, consultation with other stakeholders on the public lands, opportunities for public input and public comment, and ultimately issue a decision and grant a land use authorization for that specific use. We've had wind energy authorizations on BLM-managed public lands since the early 1980s. Geothermal leasing has been around for quite some time. We did not receive our first solar energy applications until, I believe, the very first application we received was in 2005. But the vast majority of our applications we received was in the 2006-2007 timeframe. And there's a variety of reasons for that. Solar technology is catching up with some of the technology that wind had previously. The cost for producing solar generation has gone down as technology improvements have been made. And then there is a variety of financial incentives that was passed by Congress. And with solar energy, the vast majority of the solar energy resources here in the United States are located in the desert southwest. A large amount of that land in the southwestern states is administered by the Bureau of Land Management. So the siting of solar facilities is going to critically be dependent upon the availability of our public lands for that development of that resource.
We're talking with Ray Brady. He is the energy team lead at the Bureau of Land Management at the Department of the Interior. I want to ask you a two-part question as you peer into your crystal ball about where things are going to go from here. The first part of the question is, does this mean that you anticipate more projects to come as this does gain more momentum?
Yes, we Congress provided a goal for the Bureau of Land Management of 10,000 megawatts of renewable energy on our public lands by the year 2015. Just over the past two-week period, we've just approved five very large-scale solar development facilities on our public lands in California and Nevada. Those five solar projects in and of themselves represent about 1,800 megawatts of capacity. So we've got a long way to go if we are to meet our goal of 10,000 megawatts by 2015. And we do have many projects in the pipeline. We've got a large number of additional solar projects that we are continuing to process. In fact, we may be approving a couple of more solar projects here within the next week or two. We've got a large number of wind projects that we are continuing to process. And we have geothermal projects that are just continuing to be on a day-to-day basis as well. So we've got a goal that we're striving towards. We think that we can meet that goal, and we have a lot of projects that we're continuing to process.
The second part of that question is where all this energy goes. Do you sell it back to the utility? Do you use it to power federal facilities? Who's using it?
Well, these authorizations that we give on the public lands are to individual development companies, either for geothermal, wind, or solar. Those companies enter into power purchase agreements with public utilities and transmission providers. So the companies themselves are the ones that are selling the electrical generation to the power grid. And then, of course, on those transmission lines, that power then goes to the load centers. And most of the development that we have is in the western states where BLM has public lands. And, of course, most of that load center is in California and along the Pacific coast. So transmission is critically important. And that has been a constraint in the past. As we further develop renewable energy in the future, transmission is again going to critically be important to be able to distribute that that energy resource from where it exists to where it's needed. And that will depend upon further development of additional transmission lines in the West.
So it's not the federal government's intention at any point to get into the business of energy, leave that to the utilities and the private sector and all them. You are just providing the land where that energy can be created.
Yes, very much so. We are currently working on a solar energy programmatic environmental impact statement that looks at a much broader scale regarding solar energy development on our public lands. That draft environmental impact statement will be released in December of this year, and that environmental impact statement will address where do we go in the future with respect to solar development on our public lands. We're also looking at some site-specific areas that we may identify as solar development zones, and in those solar development zones, BLM may take a leadership role and actually offer lands through more of a competitive process to make lands available where it's the siting is the most environmentally acceptable, and offer those lands competitively instead of responding to applications on an application-by-application basis.